是在《生命记》六章一至到十三节。我邀请我读单节，弟兄姊妹读双节。《生命记》六章一节，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。以色列啊，你要听，要遵守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得与享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有砍成的水井，非你所砍成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。经文读毕。今日咧，我哋会邀请邝牧师咧上嚟去介绍我哋今日嘅讲员。今日嘅主题系谨记要不生谨记。
弟兄姊妹早晨，今日讲员其实都唔需要多介绍，系朱启邦传道。他是我们教会的同工，他是我们华埠堂英文部的学生事工主任。他在教会可以说是一个土生土长的一个年轻人，在教会聚会了二十多年的时间，在这里信主并且在这里献身传道。当他在神学院毕业之后，他等候神的安排，神给他有机会在这间教会里面做服侍的工作。为什么要再加额外介绍呢？因为其实我想借这个机会是多谢他家人的。他的父母和家人呢是经常在我们三堂聚会的，坐在我们左边的上面那个位置。多谢你们容许你们的儿子支持他在我们教会的侍奉。那我将时交给朱启邦传道和我宣讲信息。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
I don't exactly know what Pastor Kenneth said. My Chinese is a little rusty.
刚才邝牧师为我做解释，我唔系好明，因为我啲中文唔系几好。
But this is one of the first times that I've been translated, so I just want to test how this works.
呢次系我第一次讲到时需要翻译，我想试下呢个果效点样样。
Pastor Kenneth is a great pastor.
邝牧师系一个好好嘅牧师嚟嘅，真嘅。
That's good. That works. That's good. I work here at BCEC, and I work with the youth in the Chinatown English.
我係喺間教會裏邊做侍奉工作，我特別係喺呢度咧，係服侍一班嘅年青人。
And so normally on a Friday I will drive in from my home north of Boston.
而星期五我都會咧喺屋企開車翻嚟教會，而我住喺北邊嘅地方嘅。
But this Friday, I had a different experience.
呢星期五我有一个比较唔同嘅经验。
What happened was a parent of a teen actually texted me and said, "Hey, I'm not feeling well. Could you come and pick up my child?"
咁有一个嘅年轻人嘅父母就短信同我讲话：，今日我唔系好舒服，你可唔可以车我嘅儿子儿女翻教会啊？咁样。
Of course, being a good, person that loves the youth, I agreed.
當然，作為一個好有愛心嘅人，我愛年輕人嘅，我當然答應佢啦。
So I finished all my preparation for Friday, and I was starting to pack up my bags.
於是我完成曬我星期五晚要預備嘅信息之後咧，我就開始執嘢。
So then, remembering that I agreed to pick up this person's child, this parent's child, I texted them back saying, "Hey, I'm packing up, getting ready to go."
我記得㗎，我咧要車啲年輕人翻教會，於是我就短信我呢個嘅父母話俾佢聽，我而家執嘢，咁咧好快就去你屋企接呢個年輕人㗎啦。
I don't know if you remember, but Friday was actually a really, really beautiful day.
唔知記唔記得呢個星期五嘅天氣係好好嘅。
So when I was working inside all day, so when I walked outside, I was met with this beautiful weather.
咁我成日喺屋企裏邊咧預備信息，當我踏出門口嘅時候，見到哇，天氣真係好啊！
So then I did what I normally do. I opened up my car, I put my bag down, and I sat in the driver's seat.
於是我就如常嘅開車門，放低我啲嘅行李，上車就坐好就開車啦。
So I started it, and then of course because it was such a beautiful day, I rolled down the windows.
天氣太好啦，我搞低車窗。
And then I opened up the sunroof.
開埋個車嘅天窗添。
Of course, you got to open the sunroof, right? And then I started to drive.
開始開車了吧。
So it was such a lovely day. I'm driving down, my arm is out because it's just that nice.
哇，天氣太好了，我咧就好享受開車嘅過程。我咧就隻手咧晾喺個窗車窗嘅嗰度。
And I'm really just taking all of how beautiful God's creation is. My heart is singing out that our God is so good that He gives us such good weather.
當時好享受嗰個天氣，我一邊開車一邊內心咧就讚美神，佢創造呢個天氣真係好美麗。
That all ended very quickly as I was crossing the bridge and I could see the tunnel coming from the north.
跟住我喺開車咁好快咧就咧過橋入隧道，準備入嚟波士頓啦。
There was something about seeing the tunnel that hit me like a lightning bolt. I was like,
突然間當我見到我入隧道時候，有啲嘢咧發生，令到我咧覺得好似俾雷轟咁樣。
I realized I had gotten all the way to Boston and did not pick up this teenager.
我就醒起，原來我一直享受揸車入嚟波士頓嘅時候，我唔記得咗去車嘅年輕人啊。
And so.Very quickly, I use my voice to text because it's illegal to text while using my hands.
於是我就咧用口講咧去傳個短信俾嗰個嘅年輕人。
I tell the parent, "I'm sorry, I completely forgot. I'm turning around. I'm in the tunnel. I will be there in a few minutes."
我話俾呢個佢父母聽，哎呀，唔好意思，我忘記咗嚟車你嘅嗰個仔女，我要即刻咧就掉頭去咧你屋企咧去接佢。
And to me, I look back and I wonder, what was I thinking?
咁我即係諗翻，我頭先諗緊咩嘢咧
？Because it's not like it was an insignificant thing.
因為呢件事唔係一件唔重要嘅事情。
A parent entrusted me with the life of their child in a heavy moving, fast moving vehicle.
呢個嘅父母將佢兒子嘅生命交託俾我，因為咧我要開車車佢嘅時候咧，個車可以行得好快。
So despite how important it was for me to do the thing that the parent told me to, I forgot.
而中间呢件事，呢个父母要我做呢件事系咁重要都好啦，我竟然忘记咗。
And I think we can be like this with God sometimes.
而我谂我哋有时对神都系差唔多。
God has important things for us.
神有啲好重要嘅事情俾我哋。
God calls us to do important things.
神呼召我哋去做一啲好重要嘅事情。
Yet we can forget them.
但系我哋有时却系忘记咗。
And that's what we're going to look at today.
而呢个系我今日要去睇嘅一件事情。
Despite our best intentions of remembering God,
我虽然有时我哋系祈祷系好善意去祈祷去记得神。
We will look at why is it that we forget Him.
但系我哋点解会忘记佢咧？
So let me pray for us before we kind of take a little bit deeper look into this passage.
用我首先同心嘅祈祷。
Dear God, I'm very grateful to you.
亲爱嘅神，我感谢你。
Just knowing that having this opportunity to share with my Cantonese-speaking brothers and sisters is amazing.
今日有机会向一班讲广东话嘅弟兄姊妹去分享神嘅话语，系一件好神奇嘅事情。
And also to be able to share God's word with my family at present as well is a true blessing.
But God,
help us move beyond those things, the language barriers, the familial ties.
帮助我们去不要被言语的障碍去影响。
And really focus on your word this morning.
专注在神你话语的上面。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're actually going to be looking at three things from this passage, actually this afternoon now, this afternoon.
我们现在看经文，我们要看三件的事情。
The first thing is, what does it mean to remember God?
要谨记神是咩意思呢
？And then the next thing is, what's the key to remembering God? If remembering God is important, what's the key?
第二就系如果谨记神咁重要嘅时候，咁咩系谨记神嘅关键呢
？And then finally, the burning question in my heart is, why do we forget God?
而最重要嘅最后就系我想讲嘅，好想讲嘅就系咧，我哋点解会忘记神？
And the first thing that we look at in this passage is that remembering God means following His commands.
而我想讲第一件事就系话，去谨记神，意思即系话我哋要去遵行神嘅诫命。
In fact, the first three passages, first three verses of this passage call the readers of this, the hearers of this, to do what God commands.
经文开始嘅时候，就呼吁呢段经文嘅读者去。遵行神的诫命。
So I'm actually going to read the first three verses here again. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it. That you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey.
经文的一到三节这样讲，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命律例典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列哦，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流那乳蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
And in those three verses you see observe in the land.
在这三节里面经文讲到说，你们要在那个应许之地去遵守。
You see keeping all his decrees.
而是遵守神所有的诫命律例。
And then finally, you say, obey it, so that, obey so it will go well with you.
而你要信服，以致呢，你的日子得以呢，是，蒙福。
All this is to say that God, when He gives us a command, He wants us to do it.
而很明显神的意思就是说，当他将那个诫命吩咐我们的时候，他就想我们去遵行的。
And maybe that feels obvious.
或者你说，这个很明显啊。
And maybe you here are parents and you feel this. You tell your child to do something, you want them to do it.
而你可能你做父母嘅话，呢个系理所当然嘅。有啲嘢我要教儿女嘅时候，我期望佢去跟住去做嘅。
So I don't think I need to spend too much time on that idea.
所以我就唔会花太多时间喺呢个嘅观念上边。
But there is something that sticks out about these first three verses.That is just beyond following what we're told to do.
但呢呢三节里边有一样嘢系好突出，系指出我哋当我哋要去行神嘅诫命嘅时候，我哋要留意嘅。
If you look carefully, you'll notice that the passage tells us to do them in the land that God promised.
经文话我哋要喺神所应许嗰个地方里边去遵行神嘅诫命。
And what this is talking about is God is reminding Israel.Here that he had made a promise to their forefather, their ancestor Abraham.
呢度讲出神已经喺之前对呢班以色列民嘅祖先，佢哋嘅始祖亚伯拉罕做一个应许。
And he said that I will bring your descendants to a land that is beautiful.
神话我会带你嘅 一个嘅后代去到一个嘅好好美丽嘅地方。
In fact, the verse 3 says it'll be flowing with milk and honey.
第三节话嗰度系一个流奶与蜜之地。
God said, "I promise it to you."
神话我对你作出承诺。
So when God in the passage that we're looking at today, tells us that to do it in the land.
所以当今日经文里边，神吩咐以色列民要佢哋去喺神嘅应许之地里边去遵行神嘅诫命嘅时候。
He's not telling us to do it in order to go into the land.
佢意思唔系话以色列民要咁样做去遵守诫命，以至可以入应许之地。
And that tells us the character of our God.
而呢件事让我哋得以更加认识神佢嘅性格，佢嘅性情。
Our God is the God who makes promises to us.
我哋嘅神系嗰个愿意同我哋作出应许嘅神。
But He makes promises that we do not need to earn.
但呢个应许唔系我哋去赚取翻嚟嘅。
He gives us blessings that we don't have to do anything to obtain.
佢俾我哋嘅祝福唔系我哋要做一啲嘢去交换翻嚟嘅。
So when we hear these things in the first three verses, we have to know that we do not need to follow these commandments to be in Christ or with God.
所以呢度所讲到嘅呢啲嘅诫命，我哋要去遵行嘅时候，我哋唔系话要行呢啲诫命去换取我哋能够得以系喺主耶稣里边有得以有一个位置呢个嘅机会。
Christ's work on the cross earned those promises for those who are in Him. Then those who are in Him will follow Him by following His commandments.
而主耶稣基督喺十架上边佢嘅工作，将呢个嘅应许俾过我哋，我哋系有呢个应许之后，得以去到主耶稣嘅里边，喺佢里边有呢个位置。而当我哋有呢个位置之后，我哋先至去遵守神嘅诫命。
And that's just the beginning before we even got to the command.
所以呢啲系一切发生咗之后，先至去讲到话我哋要有诫命去遵守。
So then, what is the command?
咁啊，呢系啲咩诫命咧？
In verses 4 and 5, it reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
诫命里面讲到嘅就系话，首先以色列啊，你要听耶和华我哋神系独一嘅主。
And this is the first part of the command.
呢度系神嗰个诫命嘅第一部分。
This is not a theological debate about monotheism.
呢度唔系一个咧神学嘅一个嘅讨论，去讨论到就系神嘅一神主义嘅讨论。
This is a verse that talks about God's exclusivity.
呢个度系神嘅排他性。
In other words, when this verse says the Lord your God is one,
当经文话我们神是独一的主呢个嘅时候
，This is saying that the Lord your God is your only one.
嗰度就系话。这个神是要是成为你唯一的主。
God is the only thing that should drive you.
神是你唯一的生命的动力。
God is the only thing you should worship.
神是你唯一服侍敬拜的对象。
So if you're sitting here and you may be part of another religion, then this feels like a debate you're having.
如果你在在座当中你是信仰其他的宗教的时候，当你听到这个说话的时候，或者你在脑海里面有一些辩论，
You weigh what your religion says about your God with what, oh sorry,
你的信仰可能对你教你一些关于你所信的神是怎样的神，
with what the Bible says about the God of the Bible，
而你又会想到哇，圣经讲的神是这样的时候，你可能会在比较。
But if you're sitting here and you say you're a Christian,
如果你在座当中你是已经是基督徒的话，
you probably already think Jesus is my Savior.
或者你已经觉得主耶稣是我的救主。
You might not ever miss a Sunday.
可能你每个星期日都会回来崇拜，不会错过聚会。
You might wear a cross around your neck.
可能你会戴十字架的颈链做饰物。
You might have a Jesus fish on the back of your car.
可能你的车车尾有个耶稣基督教的鱼那个徽号的一个贴纸。
So then maybe it feels like this debate, this commandment is easy, that you already do it.
你会认为啊，这个诫命很容易，我已经做到了。
But this verse also addresses those of us who are, say we're Christian.
这个经文同时对我们这群基督徒有一个教导。
in the sense that anything that drives us, anything other than God that drives us, or anything other than God we worship,
就是说除了神以外，任何是我们生命动力的来源，任何是我们那个的敬拜的对象，
that can be a God.
那些我们追寻的东西可以都是我们的神来的。
So maybe you want to be incredibly successful in business.
或者 你希望你在事业上面可以呢成功。
You work long, long hours.
你工作时间很长。
You work every single day more than 10 hours a day.
可能你每日呢开工呢十个小时以上。
You look at the people around you, seeing how they're progressing in their jobs.
你见到你的同事呢个个怎样晋升的时候。
And you feel that competition and you want to rise above them.
你感受到那个竞争，你希望能够赢他们在他们上面。
Then for you, perhaps your God is success in this world.
在一个情况的时候，可能成功就是一个你所敬拜的神。
Maybe some of you care very much how you look to the world or outside.
或者有些人你很注重你的外表的。
Maybe you look at blogs and magazines for the right outfit to wear.
可能你会睇啲时装杂志，想咧追上嘅潮流嘅尖端。
Maybe you take 60 shots of your food at a meal to make sure it looks good on Instagram。
可能你咧食嘢之前咧，你会影六张相先咧，放晒去呢个网页上边咧，俾人睇下咧，你食嗰啲系啲咩嘢嘅质嘅佳肴。
Maybe for you, your God is how you look or vanity。
或者你嘅神系就系你嘅外表，你所追求嘅虚荣。
Now I'm not saying that if you work hard at your job or you care how you look, you are not worshiping God.
我唔系话当你追求事业嘅成功或者咧你注重外表嘅时候，你就唔敬拜我哋嘅神。
But what it is saying is that there are places that we could be replacing the one true God with these false gods.
就系我哋可能有个危机，有时我哋唔觉意会用其他嘢去替代呢一位我哋应该敬拜嘅独一嘅主。
Which is why verse 5 is so important.
所以第五节是非常重要的。
Because this is how we will test if the first part is true in our lives.
第五节帮助我们去试验出我们是不是能够真的准确地去行出第四节。
Verse 5 says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
第五节说你要尽心、尽性、尽力去爱耶和华你的神。
And if you take the two together, then it becomes very obvious.
当你将这两节经文一起看的时候，那个信息很明显了。
If God is your only one, the only thing you worship,
如果神是你独一的主，是你唯一的敬拜对象的时候，
then you will obviously pursue him with everything that you have.
你就要全人的去追求他。
But then, what's the key to doing that?
而能够行出来，什么是关键呢？
It's helpful to know what God commands us to, but how do we start to do it?
我们要明白，我们要知道神给我们有什么吩咐。
And verse 6 is very helpful to help us understand this.
第六节就讲出我们要怎么明白神的吩咐。
It says, And these words I command you today shall be on your heart.
经文说，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
When we, you know, certainly in the youth that I work with,
当我同我啲年轻人一齐去服侍佢哋嘅时候
，When they hear the word heart, they think emotions.
当我同佢哋讲心呢个字嘅时候，佢会谂起好多人嘅情绪。
But in the original language, the word heart actually included yes the emotions, but also the mind.
但系心呢个字喺原文里边，除咗讲到系我哋嘅情绪之外，同时系讲到我哋嘅思想。
So that's why the key.To following God's commands is constant reflection.
所以要去遵行神诫命的关键是我们要不时的去思想神的话语。
It should be something we are always thinking about.
是一些事我们要经常去想的。
As we make decisions.
当我们做决定的时候。
As we interact with people.
当我们和人相交的时候。
At home.
在家的里面。
At work.
在工作的里面。
In fact, God, as he continues on, shows us even more how much he wants us to think about it.
而事实上，经文更加指出，神系想我哋点即系思想佢嘅话语到多一个咩嘅地步。
Verses 7 to 9 actually God goes into great depth.
而 第七到九節講到好清楚，神要我哋以一個咩程度去思想佢嘅話語。
I'm going to focus on verse 7, but verses 8 and 9 essentially says they should be always visible.
我特別會去講出講第七節，但係第八到第九節，你哋都要成日都要記住嘅。
I don't think that's literal, but I think it's an emphasis of how much we should be seeing it in our minds.
我哋唔係按字面去做呢度嘅吩咐，但係我哋嘅呢個吩咐要經常喺我哋腦海裏邊係緊記。
The example I have of how much we should be seeing it is, I have a nightstand next to my bed at home.
即係我哋點樣去成日去緊記呢樣嘢咧？我做個例子，喺我屋房裏邊咧有一個嘅床頭櫃。
And every night before I go to bed, I have a place that is empty for my cell phone.
而啲床頭櫃上邊咧有個嘅空位，啲空位咧係特別為我個手機而設嘅。
And that's where my cell phone goes every single night.
就係當我每晚瞓覺之前咧，我將手機放喺嗰個位置嗰度。
So that if it's not there when I put my head on my pillow,
如果我忘記將個手機放喺嗰樹嘅時候，而我當我要瞓覺啦
，I have to get up and I have to find my phone.
我咧係唔安樂嘅，我要即係起身揾到我電話先。
I feel uncomfortable if it's not there.
當個電話唔係放喺個位置嘅時候，我就周身唔聚財嘅。
I'm not sure what I would do if my phone. I woke up in the morning and my phone was gone.
如果起身我個電話唔喺個樹嘅時候咧，我就唔係好妥啦。
Don't worry about it. But all that to say is, God's word should be like that cell phone.
我的意思就是说神的话语就好像我的手机那样。
And our heart should be like that nightstand.
而我们的心就好像我这个床头柜。
It has a home there.
就是手机的家就是这个床头柜。
It stays there.
手机应该放在那里。
We know it's there.
而我知道手机在那里。
And we feel uncomfortable if it's not there.
当它不在那树的时候我们应该感到是不安乐的。
And that is the key to following God's commands.
这个就是我们去跟随神的诫命一个关键。
And again, I want to show, talk about verse 7 because I think this is helpful.
而我想讲第七节，因为这个是对我们帮助很大。
As I said earlier, I work with the youth on the English side here at Chinatown.
而我刚才提到，我是在华府这里呢，是服侍这里的青少年人。
And very often, when I talk with them, they will talk about their parents.
当我同佢哋倾偈嘅时候，好多时都讲到佢哋嘅父母。
And very often they talk about things like the pressure of school.
而佢都提到读书学校嘅压力。
The pressure of achievement.
要成功嘅嗰啲嘅压力。
And when I hear that, and as I studied this,
当我听到呢啲嘅说话嘅时候，而当我睇见呢节经文嘅时候
，I wonder if we can impress a different thing onto our children.
我就諗到我哋可唔可以將另外一啲唔同嘅嘢放喺我哋嘅肩膊上面呢
？Verse 7 says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise."
第七節話：要殷勤教訓你嘅兒女，無論你坐在家裏、行在路上、躺下、起來，都要談論。
And I'm actually going to jump down to another part of this. I wish I could have preached on the whole chapter.
我想咧，其实今日用时间可以讲下成章经文嘅，但系咧时间唔够，可能要我跳去下边一啲经文啦。
But verses 20 to 25, I will read it. When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. He brought us out of there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day.And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
第二十节经文怎么说？日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华，我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、 典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及作过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保存我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
And what this passage tells us is that
这经文跟我们讲的内容就是
When our children come to us and ask us, why should I go to church?
当我们儿女去到你面前问我们做什么要回教会啊？
Why should I follow God's commands?
做咩？点解我要遵行神嘅教嘅诫命啊
？Why should I follow Jesus?
点解我要跟随耶稣基督啊
？Our answers cannot be because I told you so.
我嘅经文，我哋嘅回答唔可以系，因为我叫你咁做嘛。
It can't even be just because the Bible says so.
亦都唔可以话系，因为其他人咁讲啊嘛。
But it should be a story.
而我们的回答应该是一个故事。
It should be a story about how God saved us.
是一个神他怎样将我们拯救的故事。
God made promises to us.
神向我们作出应许。
And God redeemed us.
神将我们去救赎。
And I would love it if our quotes were, we were slaves and God brought us out.
我甚至希望大家能够真系去引用呢段说话，话我哋以前系奴仆，神将我哋系拯救出嚟。
And I wonder how our children would respond to that。
而我想知，即系我会想知道，当我哋咁答嘅时候，我哋嘅儿女们会点样反应
？Yes, we want them to work hard and to achieve。
我哋想佢哋勤力啲，想佢哋有成就。
And if you're, but if you're here and you are Christian parents trying to raise a Christian family,
如果你有基督徒嘅父母，你想建立一个基督徒家庭嘅时候
，I'm sure you also want your children to love God too.
你都好想你嘅儿女们系爱神嘅。
So then, if God is so good,
所以如果神系真系咁好嘅时候
，if God has done so much for us,
神系为我哋做咗咁多嘢嘅时候
，if Jesus paid such a great cost,
如果主耶稣为我哋已经付上呢个咁大嘅赎价嘅时候。
Then why do we forget him?
我哋点解会忘记我哋嘅主耶稣，我哋嘅神呢
？And I love verses 10 to 13.
而我喺度就好中意经文第10-13节。
So let me read it here. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you with great and good cities you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
经文说，耶和华你的神领你们进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有城邑又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋，装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的。你吃了而且饱足，那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
I love this part of the passage because it's so true about how we are as humans.
我好中意呢段经文，因为佢能够真系。好準確指出我哋人性係點樣樣。
I have a young son, my older son, but he's young still.
我個大仔咧，而家仲好細個，好細。
And he loves playing with Lego blocks.
佢好中意玩呢、這個啲砌 Lego 嘅積木。
So very often he'll come up to me and say, "Dad, can you build something?"
咁好明顯，佢好多時就會去到我面前，佢話 ：，Daddy 啊，可唔可以幫我砌一啲嘅嘢啊？
And usually it's things like trucks or houses.
很多时就是砌个火车啊，砌间屋啊咁样。
But after coming back from the park one day, he said, "Dada, make a playground."
當我哋可能去完公園玩之後咧，咁佢就會同我講話，爹哋可唔可以砌一個遊樂場出嚟啊？
I don't know if you know this, but Lego blocks are square and most parks are not.
可能你都知道 Lego 呢啲嘅積木咧係正方形或者長方形嘅，而咧公園嗰啲嘅設置咧好多時唔係呢形狀嘅。
So I had to start thinking, how am I going to make a park with all these round things?
咁我就諗下啊，點樣用 Lego 去砌啲圓形嘅嘢咧？
The best I could do is make him a slide.
我最叻就幫佢砌咗個滑梯出嚟。
I had some angular pieces and I was able to put it together that it kind of looked like a slide.
有啲咧用呢啲積木咧整咗一個咧三角形咁樣樣，跟住咧整咗個上滑梯咁嘅形狀。
And my wife, who had just come back from work, saw me build the slide.
咁我太太放工翻嚟見到我同個仔起緊呢個嘅上滑梯。
So then I show it to my son. I go, look, I made a slide.
咁我就同我仔講，係咪仔？係
仔 ，yes,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
You know Chinese?
Yeah.
我就同我仔講，啊，整咗個上滑梯俾你啦。
So my son is very excited about it.
跟住我仔又好興奮啦。
So he takes the slide that I made him and goes to his mother.
於是佢攞住我幫佢整個呢個滑梯，去到佢媽咪嘅面前。
And he goes, "Look, Mama, I made a slide."
佢就話：媽咪，睇下我整嘅滑梯嚟㗎。
And my wife goes.Really? Did you make the slide?
跟住我太太就話啦，真嘅，係你整嘅。
He goes, Yeah, I made a slide.
跟住佢就話，係啊，我整嘅滑梯啊。
And to me, this really embodies what we are as people.
呢個就反映出我哋人係點樣樣嘅。
The child comes to the father asking for something.
一個細路仔，一個兒子去到父親面前有所嘅要求。
The father graciously provides it to the child.
而父親呢個嘅就好有恩慈地咧，去成全佢兒子嘅要求。
The child enjoys it，
因為兒子係非常之嘅去享受。
But very quickly forgets who gave it to him。
佢好快就忘記咗係邊個將呢嘢俾佢。
And this is what these verses are talking about。
呢個就係呢段經文所講嘅重點。
God tells us that we enjoy His blessings。
神話我哋享受佢嘅祝福。
In fact, he wants us. He promised us the land.
呢个系神所愿意去做，佢愿意将呢个应许之地俾过我哋。
But knowing our heart, he tells us this part in the end of verse 11.
但佢好知道我哋嘅内心系点样样嘅时候，佢喺第十一节尾特别咁样讲。
It says, "When you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord."Who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery?
佢話：你吃了而且飽足，那時你要緊記，免得你忘記將你從埃及地為奴之家領出來的耶和華。
God is telling us, indeed, enjoy the salvation that I have given to you.
神同我哋講：你要享受我所賜嘅救恩。
Enjoy the blessings I have given to you.
享受我所賜俾你嘅祝福。
But it is then.That we are in the most danger of forgetting him.
但喺嗰个时刻，你系喺危机当中，你好易忘记神所俾你嘅一切。
When our life is good,
当我嘅生命系好顺意嘅时候。
When our life is bad, we are on our knees, we're praying always.
当我嘅生命系唔如意，系唔好嘅时候，我哋就会好恳切祈祷去求神。
But when life at work or at home or at school is good, that's when we might be tempted or actually forget God.
当我们生命顺意，我们屋企啊、家庭啊、工作、学校一切都好的时候，我们就最容易忘记神。
We want to steal the credit that He is due。
我们将神的功劳去抢夺成为自己的功劳。
And I don't want us to leave here feeling guilty that we have failed at this。
我不想在这里去完结的时候，令到你有种罪疚感，或者觉得我们咧系失败。
Because What the Bible tells us is that by our own strength and by who we are, we will fail.
因为经文同我哋讲，我哋靠我哋嘅能力嘅时候，我哋系会失败嘅。
Verse 25 says, "It will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as He has commanded us."
第25节话：我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行嘅时候，这就是我们的意料。
What this tells us is that the requirement to be righteous before God was keeping all this commandment.
这个经文说， 我哋要成为义嗰个嘅要求嗰个关键，就系要去行出神一切嘅吩咐嘅诫命。
Never following other gods.
唔好跟住其他嘅神。
Never not worshiping God with everything that we have.
我哋唔好忘记要尽心尽性尽意去敬拜服侍我哋嘅神，爱我哋嘅神。
And that is simply impossible.
呢啲事可能系冇可能嘅事。
Which is why Christ was sent to earth.
所以咁嘅缘故，主耶稣基督被差派来到世上。
So he could do exactly that.
他为我们做了那个榜样出来。
And living that perfect life, dying the death on the cross.
为我们活出一个完美的生命，并且愿意在十架上面牺牲他自己。
So he could earn for us what we could never earn for ourselves.
他帮我们去赚取那个我们自己得不到的一样的事物。
So if the Holy Spirit is making you feel guilty or bad,
圣灵是要令到我们有罪疚感，令到我们难堪吗？
Then I think for you, the first thing to do is to give God the credit in your life.
当我们这样感受的时候，我们首先第一就是我们要将那个功劳归给神。
Before you change anything in what you do at home or at work,
当我们要在我们的家庭里面或者工作里面做任何改变之前，
Say, God, you are responsible for all the blessings that I enjoy.
我首先跟神说，你是我们一切的祝福，一切所得到好处的源头。
And maybe then we will be in a better place to follow his commands and to remember him.
当我们有这样一个心态的时候，我们就可能更加能够去跟从神这些的诫命和吩咐。
Let us pray.
我同心的祈祷。
Father God, it is such a blessing to hear your word on a Sunday.
神能够听到你的话语在这个主日里面是何等的祝福。
And God, I know I very often am convicted when I read these scriptures.
当我读这经文的时候，我是深深的被说服。
Because I know that I am just like my son, I steal your credit.
我知道我自己很多时候是将你的功劳偷取，好像我仔一样。
So God, remind me and remind all of us that we need Jesus.
提醒我们，提醒这个每一位，我们需要耶稣基督。
Remind us that our righteousness was not earned by us, but by Him.
我们的义不是我们自己赚取回来的，是主耶稣帮我们赚取回来的。
I thank you for that.
我们为此而感谢你。
I pray that that would motivate us in life.
但愿这个的思想能够给我们成为一个动力。
To one day better see what it means that you are our only one.
让我们能够有一天能够看见你是我们独一的神。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样喺你面前系奉主耶稣嘅名祈求，
Amen.